Good morning. Today is Friday, October the 2th, 272nd day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Eureka City Manager, still Greg Sparks.
That it is,
Brian. Oh, I didn't put the pause in the right place, did I? Oh, boy. So, how has the day been going?
This has really been my first thing of the day, so
okay.
We'll let the next 25 minutes decide that.
Oh, our quote this morning comes from, let's see, Charles Knight. I don't recognize Mr. Knight. Sometime between 1791 and 1873 said, quote, "You need the ability to fail. I'm amazed at the number of organizations that set up an environment where they do not permit their people to be wrong. You can't innovate unless you're willing to accept mistakes."
Well, you'd think maybe Bill Gates said something like
that.
Yeah,
or maybe he read Mr. Knight.
Could be.
Oh, my. Let's see. We're out of the first quarter for your guys' fiscal year. What was summertime like for the city other than bleeding with the implementation of the changes that went in with the budget?
Really, a few things. You know, sales tax continues to, you know, do all right. You know, it's we can continue to see a bit of growth in sales tax. And I haven't seen this last quarter yet, but when we had met with our sales tax people in the quarter before, that, you know, that we're really kind of looking at a year of probably up, you know, 4 or 5% over the previous year.
Now, is that Walmart?
That, you know,
it's a full year of Walmart being in, which certainly would be a bit of a punch for you.
Walmart's been in more than...
Has it been more than,
yeah,
more than 1 year?
Yeah. This year when I came a year and a half ago.
Okay. Well, maybe it's the end of the second year then.
You know, what continues to do well is new car sales.
Automotive.
New car sales have done very well for really about 2 years now, or a good year and a half. From a lot of pent-up demand, I think, during the recession, people putting off those new car purchases. And obviously, you know, you can... A lot of times it's, you know, it's... 0% interest or 1% interest.
Yeah, some of the incentives.
Yeah.
Good is a relative term, depending what side of the desk you're on.
I'm sure that's true. And, you know, the big boxes continue to do all right in the area as well. So,
do you monitor, as part of the sales tax efforts, the number of retail business licenses or business licenses that there are? You know, you bring in a big box,
right.
The numbers may go up, but it may take out five.
Right. So you want to, we do pay attention to the number of business startups and business licenses. I don't recall what those numbers are, but I know, in fact, I saw it on the news the other night. Rob Holmlin, our development services director, talking about, you know, the number of, you know, new restaurants that have started, but at the same time, there's always a lot of, you know, restaurants that fail. But we have seen a
liquid market.
Yeah. But we have seen a net increase in both restaurants and other retail establishments.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Greg Sparks.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Sparks. Talk Shop again presented this morning by Redeck and CDH Painting. Greg, we heard the national figures this morning about employment. Okay, and that, surprise, surprise, the last two reporting cycles, it was overreported.
Okay.
Okay, and then I heard something last night, and it was like somebody finally went to the second level of the onion skin. It's not employment. It's how many people had checked out, which mm-hmm. was continuing to occur. And of those who were employed, what a lot of them were employed at was part-time.
Right.
Not part-time permanent or part-time seasonal, just part-time. I would think that you guys are also monitoring the number of employed in the city to make certain that things are, I mean, you can't say Eurekans,
right.
but you can say businesses in Eureka. Do you track that also? Because I would think that those are the three big keys: sales tax, number of business net mm-hmm. for the month or for the quarter rather, and number of employed.
Right. You really look at the number of employed and what sectors they're employed in to try to understand, in a sense, kind of the drivers in the economy. And there's been a little bit of growth in some of the manufacturing jobs, which kind of surprised me when I see in some of those numbers.
Considering the low number of manufacturing
right,
jobs
right.
that are in Eureka.
It's not yeah. a big part, obviously, of our economy. One of the things before the break, talking about sales tax, we also certainly pay close attention to occupancy tax because that's an important revenue source in our budget. I think maybe some might recall during this budget, we did do a kind of a significant reduction on the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau of 20% in terms of, and that's funded out of the occupancy tax. And we're already having kind of those discussions with them as to, what a future agreement can look like, because our current agreement expires June 30th of 2016. And really trying to figure out what's the best way to market, the community and this area and what's happening in the lodging community, because we know there's impacts from vacation rental by owner and Airbnb and how that, but we're still seeing very, very good numbers out of our, traditional, lodgers within the area. So
they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
With the numbers that are going up. So it was curious to me to see that you guys gave them the axe when they're doing a good job.
And
originally yeah. TOT was set up for tourism marketing, period, and then mm-hmm. as things have changed, it's kind of been grabbed. And I mean, when the argument was made about 25 years ago, when I was much more involved, that cops mm-hmm. are part of tourism. The safety of the
public safety, like, right.
Bull. yeah. And it just kind of kept evolving and evolving and evolving with less and less, or a static number. As it grew, it stayed whatever the hard number was.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it's like the gas tax being taken and not being applied to roads, but to something else at the state. I mean, it's the same philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you guys did that, I thought, how curious. The one area where that is a real opportunity for significant profit center and growth,
right.
other than attracting another car dealer. I mean, something that's really
right.
crazy. You're taking the feed away from the cow.
You have to be very careful with where that right line is. And certainly we understand, I think government-wise, how important marketing is to drive tourism. You can't, you need to market the area. But I think from the council perspective, somewhat, when you're browning out a fire station, when you're cutting civilian staff in the police department, it was, we're funding a lot of outside organizations, and yes, that's important, but that was the reason was to put the larger reduction and to hire back a little more of those civilian positions in the police department. So we still had a net loss in police department on civilian employees, but not as bad as say what the original budget was.
It's not that I haven't gone through this argument with
yeah.
retailers locally for 35 years, but I mean, you can coast for a year, and it takes a while for the momentum to die. But then when you're in the panic mode, it takes a whole lot more to get any kind of momentum going.
Right.
Particularly in the arena that you're in, because the surrounding folks are being more and more aggressive. So it's not like they're staying the same. They're throwing mm-hmm. more and more into the equation, so that it's not just getting back to where you were. It's a factor beyond that as
right.
the memories continue to fade.
You know, and we were at about close to $450,000 is what the city was contributing towards Convention and Visitors Bureau out of the occupancy tax.
And what percentage that, was that?
20. Gosh, what was that? It's over 20%. I don't remember that.
It's about 1 in 4.
Yeah, because it's about a $2 million revenue source to the city. And so we did a 20% reduction, which brought that down to about $365,000. And certainly as we've had some discussion both with executive director and as I've met with the executive committee, is to, you know, what are some of the strategies to make sure that we get the best bang for the buck marketing-wise going forward in future years. So we're going to continue to have those kind of discussions. They've put a lot of money into print media in over the years, and maybe that's the appropriate place for it, but you know, we also know it's a dynamic market. It's changing. They're seeing more people access, you know, through both website and their mobile app.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks. Greg, the concept of, I guess, following the money when you're the money source. I know it's a frustration for you guys when you get grants and funding and blah, 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 and there are these things called strings.
Oh, yeah. Attached. Plenty of strings.
Now, from the private sector, we think of things as silos. We want to be sure that if I give money to this, whatever, that that's where it's spent and it doesn't go cross purposes, which was kind of the attitude I had with the bed tax. Mm-hmm. It was designed to bring people here, period. Let's bring people here, period. Real simple, and businesses in those associated areas will benefit. So on one side, it's seen as problematic. On the other side, it's seen as, well, what are you talking about? How do you, when you guys are either offering grants, funding, whatever, as the source,
mm-hmm.
deal with the frustrations that you have when you are the receiver or vice versa?
Boy, that seemed like a complicated question, Brian. But as someone who...
Well, when you receive, you want as much flexibility as possible.
Sure.
When you give, you want it as narrow as possible.
You know, we try to provide a fair amount of flexibility, though, to those organizations where the city is a funding partner with. As we were just talking about the Convention and Visitors Bureau earlier, you know, typically what's been in our agreements, whether it's with CVB or with the Chamber for the Visitor Center, is, yeah, it lays out this is how, you know, the money generally to be used, and you make a quarterly written report and you have an annual report to council. And other than that, city hasn't had much, give much direction in terms of how you fulfill that contract. As we've had some discussion with Convention Visitors Bureau, and this is still plenty early, it's how can we create maybe something more collaborative that it isn't just you organization reporting back to council, but having some input in that, since these are tax dollars and there's an accountability with tax dollars. So that's where some of the discussion will be going.
Information? Is it an issue of not getting enough information, or is it trust and not feeling that perhaps the dollars are being utilized to the best use?
I don't know if I'd say it's a trust issue. I mean, I think we've got good working relationships with all these organizations. But, you know, I think we always want to make sure that we're still, how is the money being spent And is it, are you getting the best bang for your buck?
So it's a communication issue then.
It probably is a communication. And I know when I've talked with Convention Visitors Bureau, I try to understand the demographics of our visitor. Because, you know, the baby boomer visitor has different spending patterns than the millennial. In fact, I asked that question to Brad Laws of Red Lion. And he said, you know, the baby boomer that comes down will they'll eat at Applebee's, a national chain, and that millennial that comes in will seek out that little local cafe or that, you know, that type of different.
The unique super niche boutique.
Right, right. Yeah. And but also trying to, you know, so, you know, who spends the most money and how long do they stay and who's looking to stay at a hotel, who's looking to do a VRBO or something like that, and those different impacts.
VRBO.
The vacation rental by owner or the.
Oh, the guys that are outside the system.
Right. And certainly from the city's standpoint, and that's a problem for us in Eureka, is because they currently aren't allowed in most of our zoning areas, and we have them there. And so we're looking to address that as we're currently in the general plan update. Because we have some that are out there that just are kind of operating under the radar, don't have business licenses because they aren't allowed, and we have others that do have business licenses, are paying their occupancy tax. So we want to make sure that everybody's
right. Probably the typical model of the evolution into that arena.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, they have zoning, they have business licenses, they report.
You know, and I think, you know, this last summer you saw some of the discussion going on in Trinidad about that. You know, pretty small community and a very substantial percentage of housing now that's in that rental pool, and that to where it starts impacting neighborhoods and as a community trying to understand
services.
That. Right.
One
right.
way or the other. I've heard upwards of 200 rooms a night are available in Eureka. Is that a fair number?
I don't know if it's. I thought I heard.
Or maybe that's countywide.
That might be countywide because I thought I heard, and this was maybe 120 in
okay.
Eureka.
So that's a significant hotel,
right? Right.
That not only are the established that are paying or competing mm-hmm. against, but that are also impacting neighborhoods.
Yes, they certainly can't if it's, you know, if it's one on a street of 12 houses, that maybe isn't much impact. If it's 25% of the homes in a neighborhood vacation rental by owner, then that starts having more of an impact.
Wouldn't it be funny if our issue went from grow houses to vacation houses?
Yeah.
Impact to the neighborhood? I don't
right,
know.
Right.
Just is an interesting concept. KINS, News and Information Time, 8:42. We'll be back with more from Greg Smart.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Sparks. Greg, so there's a lot of the visitor-serving stuff that you guys are looking at, or the industry called visitor and travel. What about retail? Is there as much an effort and a forethought being applied to attracting retail into the area? I know that there's a leakage study that's getting kicked around, that's being looked at. But it's pretty simple, I would think, just looking at the product mix or the store mix that's in the city to look and say, okay, so where is somebody going to be able to buy blank, 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 blank that they used to be able to years ago? You know, UPS mm-hmm. is still out tearing up the roads. So is FedEx. So are all the other carriers. you know, the market is continuing to buy out of market, the leakage factor. Are you spending any effort, any energy looking at that? Because I would think that the retail sales tax dollar is a significant one, particularly as long as the internet isn't charging what they should be.
Right. You know, and from the city standpoint, we've been very weak in basically our economic development department for some time. And it really goes back to, you know, back in the heyday of redevelopment, we had, you know, seven employees in the redevelopment department. And you had those, you know, that tax increment finance tool to do a lot of things down on the waterfront and in terms of, you know, clearing sites and putting money into, you know, fishermen's terminal and things like that. When redevelopment went away, we really went down to where we had really just a couple people in the department and almost still kind of involved in cleaning up redevelopment, but still going after grants and successful at getting the big, you know, grant from Community Development Block grant for the Carson Block building, some things like that. But where we're transitioning to is to create a stronger economic development division. We have we took money from savings when the assistant city manager position retired. We eliminated that position and to hire some people into our economic development. So we're starting to staff that up and also this past year we'd create an economic development strategic plan, and certainly retail was a part of that.
Oh, good, another strategic plan.
Well, and
how about the implementation of?
And that's the very important part. One of the things that too was to have an economic development advisory board made up of, you know, some kind of people who are involved in business in the community. It isn't just, you know, like government people, to really kind of always be that sounding board as to what we're doing and how we're doing it. So that's also just now getting underway. So I think we've got some, you know, I think we'll be able to have a little more robust effort in working both with retailers and with startup businesses, working with the realtors who, you know, have a kind of a handle on the market and what people are looking for some of these startup businesses. So that's going to be an important effort going forward.
Cool. Well, it'll be fun to get updates on that.
Okay. You know where to find me.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to figure out if I'll be able to remember it. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Okay, thank you.
We've been talking shop with Greg Sparks. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.